Hello, good morning. This is a brief overview, very brief, of the SoundLink Mini and the SoundLink Mini 2. Both of them are sitting on top of our kitchen microwave in Kirsten's kitchen. On the left, we have the SoundLink Mini 2. On the right, the SoundLink Mini. There was a video that I saw yesterday but done by a German guy who did this in a far more professional manner because he has spectrometers and such things and I don't. I'm just going to play different things of music and see what happens. So it'll be informal and cheesy, and in a, you know, house environment. I don't have a beautiful studio set up, so the washing machine's on, the fridge is on, normal house activities, because yes, demos are lovely and everything, and people usually do them in the best of environments, but that's not how life works. So we're going to do this as we did the Jambox demo a few years ago and just go for it. This is a track. Without looking, I don't actually know what it is. So why don't we find out? Yeah, something I can't understand. But just pretend you know what it is. One of you probably does anyway. So this is the SoundLink Mini 2 playing this. We'll have a little bit of this, and then I'll switch it using AirPlay to the other speaker. And there's the other SoundLink. In a minute, I'll just change it over, and I'll try and make sure the volumes match as well. And that's the other SoundLink, my wife's SoundLink. And that's mine again. Now I'll go a bit further down the kitchen. I'm actually facing, they're at a 90 degree angle to me now. Let's switch back to the other one again. Let's use the new SoundLink to change the track by pressing the multifunction button twice. If anything comes up as not work safe, I apologize. I just have my whole iCloud library here on shuffle, so I have no idea what's going to come up. Only the phone knows that. Well, this sounds like a dance track. It may give us bass. I do not know what it is, but I kind of like it. I have so many tracks in here that I have just no clue what anything is. I'm ready to switch speakers again in a minute. Look at all this build up, everybody. All right, that's a nice bass test. Thank you very much. Back you go. I'm going to face away from the speakers entirely. There's a table over here where we sit to eat our meals. I'm standing by this table now. The speakers are actually not facing us. They're facing what would essentially be this way to our left, because the kitchen is very long and very narrow. So they're not facing us. They're facing what would be the sink on this side. The kitchen door is on that side, and I'm facing down the kitchen. So let's go back to the other speaker. From this distance, I can't tell which is which, only I know that that's the SoundLink Mini 2. So, as the guy said yesterday, not much change in the way that these work. But what for me does it as a person is the voice prompts and so on. Now we can do the whole loudness test, which we have to do as well. So we'd have to turn up both speakers to maximum, and then we see what the response turns into. So let's do that now. I'm back in front of them. Hopefully this won't clip the setup. Essa boca linda, tua boca linda. Right, that's one speaker up. Do this one. Essa boca linda, tua boca linda. Essa boca linda. And back. Take it back down. Quite a long way this time. I have to make sure to get the other one because now it's going to be jarring. There we go. Now I'm kneeling in front of these speakers, okay? There's that one, which is the Soundlink Mini 2. That one's still a bit louder. Let's try and match it. Oh, see, this something else I'll get to in a minute. I think that's about matched. Go back and let's find out. Oops, I just tapped on something I shouldn't have and I've lost my place. There we go. Oh, you've changed tracks. Okay. This also sounds fairly bassy. Next. See, even at low volumes, they seem to be still quite similar in sound. Back you go. Sounds like Square Pusher to me. I like it, whatever it is. Right, let's turn it up to a bit more usual volume, because this is not really usual. Conversational in a room volume, okay? I'm leaning against the sink. For reference, the microwave is that far ahead of me, if you can use that as a reference. I'm leaning forward, it's about 3 feet. So I'm listening to these speakers at a distance of about 3 feet. The kitchen is not very wide. I can spread my arms out and touch both walls, if that gives you any idea. And the speakers are on the edge of the microwave, which is maybe half a foot back from the edge of the countertop that it's sitting on. Back to the other speaker. Turn it back up to conversational level again. That's nice. Back again. So I think that's basically it. I've done the music portion of the test I wanted to do. I know it's not very scientific and everything, and I apologize for that. I'm just not set up in this house to do that sort of thing. I do want to talk about the other features of this speaker now, so let's kill the music by pressing the multifunction button once, and we'll turn off my wife's speaker, since I no longer need it. Thank you for helping in the demonstration. So, let's see.
Characters, language, audio sounds, hints, speech rate, patterns, speech rate, 70%, 50%, 40%.
So we've slowed the speech down, and I'll reiterate what I said yesterday in my brief overview post about the voice prompts and so on. And I also found a whole lot of new buttons that will help us to navigate and do things on this speaker that make the multifunction button a very, very useful tool. And why you might want to get a Soundlink Mini 2 versus 1 for that reason.
100% battery power. Status item.
That's the phone's battery. Next to that is a battery status, which, by the way, is still not accurate even after charging. The battery status of the speaker.
Bluetooth battery, 98%.
Let's see what the speaker itself says. To do that, by the way, I'll give you an overview of the keys on the speaker now I know them fully. You've got power on the left, volume down, which is in the raised section, the multifunction button, volume up, and then the indented section is the Bluetooth button. I did do a test yesterday. When you plug a cable into the speaker, it immediately switches to the auxiliary. So you don't have to now press a separate button for this. If I hold the power button down, it will announce the battery. I don't have to power cycle the speaker like I thought I did.
Battery 100%.
So now I know that battery's 100%. Now there are a couple of things that you can do with this speaker to do different functions. I believe, and I'll try it now, that if I hold the volume up and down buttons, it will do something.
Voice prompts off.
So it's turned off the voice prompts. There are no longer any voice prompts. I want them back on, so I'm holding volume up and down. 2, 3.
Voice prompts on.
That's that one. Holding up and down the volume buttons does what you think it does. It goes and turns the volume up and down. Holding the multifunction button and volume left, I can't remember what that does. Let's find out together. The manual was vague, by the way. It did that whole PDF thing that you know what they do. Okay, so that didn't seem to do
100% battery power. Navigation full.
Let's do function and volume up, because I know that does something.
English. To select English, press and hold the multifunction button.
So now we have the language selection. I'm going to show you each of the languages in the speaker.
Español. Para seleccionar español, mantenga presionado el botón multifunción.
Français. Pour sélectionner le français, maintenez appuyé le bouton multifonction.
Deutsch.
zur Wahl von Deutsch Multifunktionstaste gedrückt halten.
中文. 要选择中文. 持续按住多功能按钮. 日本語. 日本語を選択するには マルチファンクションボタンを長押ししてください.
Italiano. Per selezionare italiano, tenere premuto il tasto multifunzione. Portugues. Para selezionar português, pressione e mantenha pressionado o botão multifunções.
Nederlands. Houde multifunctionele toets ingedrukt om Nederlands te selecteren.
That voice sounds familiar to me and I don't know why.
Русский. Для выбора русского языка, нажмите и удерживайте многофункциональную кнопку.
Язык польский. Aby wybrać język polski, naciśnij i przytrzymaj przycisk wielofunkcyjny.
English.
So somebody, I think it was Paweł Masaczek, wanted me to select. So I've now selected Polish as the language. So let's do battery status in Polish.
Bateria 100%.
I hope you understood that, because I didn't. Let's turn off the voice prompts again in Polish.
Polecenia głosowe wyłączone.
And back on.
Polecenia głosowe włączone.
And now let's go back to English.
Język English. Connected to Ange's iPhone 5S.
And there we go, it begins playing. Now there's another key. Volume plus the Bluetooth button does auto off, I think.
Auto off setting is disabled.
So now the speaker will not turn off however long you leave it alone. Back on.
Auto off setting is enabled.
Now I can't remember what off and volume down does as they're next to each other. What does that do? Maybe nothing. You maybe I've reset it entirely, so I don't want to hold it down for too long. Does off and Bluetooth do anything? I didn't try that. Ugh. Have to use two hands for that. No. Energy or if it does, it's nothing that I'm sure of. So those are the functions I have discovered. Oh, no, I'll tell you about the multifunction button because I did it in a Twitter thread to myself. But let's see. Single press, as we know, will play pause. Holding it down. It's supposed to bring up Siri and today isn't doing so. Thanks for that. Why are we being disappointed? Oh, because the phone locked itself. Okay, that is actually a reasonable thing.
Listen,
it's supposed to. Oh, it didn't lock itself. It's just being strange.
15 apps,
that's alright, this is a demo. These things apps, happen.
Three items. Voice over off. Voice over on. Settings. Screen
can we,
on.
We do this and do it properly? What do you think? No.
Battery 100%.
So we'll turn off the speaker and we'll turn it back on. That's what we're going to do. So it's playing from the phone.
Battery 100%. Connected to Ange's iPhone 5S.
One thing about these speakers, even the old one, it was incredibly fast to turn on. You press the button, you haven't even got to hold the power button, and it is on. No question about it. Is it because you're playing music? You won't not do that. That seems kind of ridiculous,
selected
though.
Audio mute button.
Or is my Siri just having a broke day?
17 apps, 3 new items.
Yeah, I think you are. What time is it? Yeah, you're having a broke day. How nice.
Help button. Listen button.
Look. What time is it? See? Broken during demos. I love it. It's typical. Button. Well, that is supposed to work anyway. Hitting this multifunction button.
Safari.
Twice. That's once. Twice. We'll skip tracks. I do believe that's one of mine. Couldn't say for certain. Lots of people start with Thunder. No, it's not. It's Jean-Michel Jarre. If I press the thing 3 times, it repeats to the beginning. See if I do it twice, 3 times quickly. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now we've gone back to the previous track, and I don't think 4 things does anything, so 1, 2, 3, 4. And it paused it and went back to the beginning. So that's what that does. And really, unfortunately not Siri working, does conclude it. Let me try with the thing off and just see if Siri's actually bugging on the phone.
Navigation folder, 12 apps, 20 new items.
Yeah, I'm holding the button down on the phone and Siri's not dinging, so something somewhere has broken Siri.
Navigation folder,
thanks for
apps,
that.
20 new items.
Battery 100%. Connected to launch iPhone 5S and Andre's MacBook Air.
My Mac has woken up. So yeah, I tell you one thing actually, if you want to get this into pairing mode, you can hold the Bluetooth button down.
Ready to pair another device. Launch iPhone 5S, disconnected. Andre's MacBook Air, disconnected.
See, now it's ready to pair. I can press the Bluetooth button again.
Launch iPhone 5S.
And if I wait.
Connected to launch iPhone 5S.
And there we have it.
Social folder.
We're back. So I hope you found that useful. I'm now going to pick up my speaker and carry it into the other room where I belong. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you found that at least somewhat useful, despite the fact that Siri's broken. The microphone should not be broken in the speaker, and if anybody wants a third demo where I try and demo the microphone and I find somebody hapless to call who doesn't mind being a part of this, I will do my best. All right, cheers. Bye.